So great to be learning together, Shari HaTshuva of the week. And we're going to be focusing this week about observing Yom Tov Sheni for a Ben Chutz Laaretz, say for an American who is in Eretz Yisrael. So we know that, generally speaking, with some exceptions, a married man, married woman, if they're visiting Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, they should be observing Yom Tov Sheni. And exceptions if someone's single, we've discussed that in the past, at least according to Sfaradim. But here's an interesting psak that's given by the Chazan Ovadia. He says if somebody has an apartment in Eretz Yisrael and he comes for every Yom Tov, every one of the three regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, then he really only has to observe one day of Yom Tov, which is very, very interesting. So you'd think this person has to move permanently to Eretz Yisrael all the time to observe only one day. No. So rules Rav Avadja, and so rules Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Now, it's interesting that Chacham Yitzchak Yosef clarifies this applies not only if he bought an apartment, but even if he comes every Yom Tov and he stays in a hotel, as long as he comes every Yom Tov. Now, what does this mean? Does this mean it have to be every Yom Tov? What about most regalim? He comes for Pesach and Sukkot because it's for a long time. What about Shavuot? Just for 2 days, for a day, so he doesn't come. So does that count? Can he observe Yom Tov Sheni like Israelis? Meaning he doesn't have to keep the second day. So that already Chacham Yitzchak clarifies. No. He has to be there. Literally, in order for this kula to apply, the American must come for all the three yamim tovim, even for Sukkot, even though it's for a shorter amount of time. Very, 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 very interesting psak. Now, just a little bit of an explanation for why this would be. This seems to be a big chidush. So the answer is, as it is, there's a very big machloka we've discussed elsewhere. We have it in the book, in Bridging Traditions, summarizing the opinions back and forth about whether it's, do you say in general, a Ben Chutzar comes to Eretz Yisrael has to observe 1 day or 2 days, and the Sfaradim, generally speaking, we said Shafa Moran Be Yosef, but there's the Tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, believes, no, this is something that does not depend on the gavra, on the person, but rather on his location. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have to observe 1 day, even if you're a Ben Chutz Laaretz. So don't follow this. However, Rav Avadja is willing to be mitztareh. He's willing to combine that with other considerations. So if somebody already is coming all the yamim tovim, then already you can say that's enough as being in Eretz Yisrael in combination with this opinion of the Chacham Tzvi that it could be mekel. Now a couple of more variations here. What happens if this person comes every yom tov 1 year, whatever place, say because of COVID he couldn't come for one yom tov? No, so that's clear. If he's one yom tov, he's in Chutz Laaretz, he definitely has to observe a second day of yom tov in Chutz Laaretz without a doubt. Now here's another question. Does the person have to actually be in Eretz Yisrael all three Yamim Tovim consecutively before this kula applies? Or does it apply even if he decides, from now on, I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael for all the Yamim Tovim? So if that's his firm decision, that's what he's going to be doing, then he already, according to Rav Avadja and Chacham Yitzchak, that they do not have to observe Yom Tov Sheni. Quite a kula, a little bit of a surprise, but that's where they rule, and you can follow this ruling. Wishing everybody a great day, wishing everybody a great Shabbat and great Shavuot.